make sure there's no real questions that I have to ask. Okay, first off, in the wintertime, the storm that comes in is called what?
Norther.
That's a norther. Are there any other winter storms?
Generally, any kind of weather we get, and if it's cool weather, call it a norther. It's coming in. It's coming in from the north. Yeah, comes in from the north, so it's a norther.
Okay, now, what about, does the island ever get, where they have to use the horns, does it ever get...
Fog horns? Fog?
Yeah, does it ever, like, when there's fog outside, you say it's a, what kind of a day?
But smog? We don't have that.
You don't have fog?
I've seen it maybe a haze. See? Maybe 4 or 5 times, that's about it.
Okay, so you wouldn't say that, you could never say that you have a
visibility problem?
A foggy day?
No.
How about, well, then you got some rain, but what do you call it when, you know, like you don't get rain for a real long time?
Dry spell, drought.
Okay. How about, in terms of, you mentioned a steady sprinkle was called a spry?
You call it spry, a sprinkle.
That's just a steady light?
Light thing.
How about a real heavy one?
Downpour.
Yeah, okay, say it dumps an inch in 2 hours or so.
We've had a downpour.
Yeah. All right, how about a rain that lasts 2 or 3 days? That would have to come with what?
No, it's been raining 2 or 3 days. That's about it.
What kind of storms do you get here?
Hurricanes. That's about it.
How about the ones that, the little ones?
Oh, you mean off the water?
What do you call ones off the water? I mean, the ones that are in the water, they're white, as you see.
Funnel clouds.
Yeah, what are those? You have any other names for them?
No, they're funnels. We had one just a little while back, a real big one.
Did it come through the island?
No, it stopped. But we had one before. It came off this way and ripped off 2 or 3 roofs and moved the buildings over a little bit off the foundations.
Did it touch down or just the wind from it?
It touched down.
And that was...
See, it'll touch real close to the water line, and these buildings were there.
Did you ever call that anything?
What? You mean like a typhoon? What is it?
What do you call it?
Typhoon, Mary, typhoon. No, that's in Japan. No, there's a whirl. No. Funnel clouds. That's about the only thing I would call it.
Okay. How about, make sure I get this thing. Excuse me here. All right, now, if the wind is coming from, all right, let me get this straight. This is south. Okay, that's south?
Yes, south.
Okay, now the wind, and that's north.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if the wind's coming from that direction.
Southwest.
Okay, so what would you call it? What kind of...
Southwest
winds. Would that mean anything?
Some people call it a sou'wester.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if it's a bad weather, I think they say it's a sou'wester.
Where does most of your bad weather come from?
Most of our bad weather comes from the north, coming down the Keys.
So that's, now when you say bad weather, you're talking about?
Cold weather or a lot of rain comes from that way.
What about the fish when they belly up? What do you call that?
Belly up.
You know when they turn belly up out here when you get a cloudy day and it's about 50 degrees.
A freeze, a frost.
Yeah, you say that the fish are what?
They don't do that.
I know. That's what I've been trying to find out. See, like I've asked, I guess, 3 people, and they say, Miss Bruce is one of them.
We don't get 50 degree water.
You don't. I mean weather.
The weather, yeah, weather might get 50 degrees.
I've heard that like in the shallow waters, this is what, again, it's just something I heard, I'm just asking, that on a 50 degree day outside, mm-hmm. the water will cool down and that it'll stun the fish.
And bring them up to the surface?
They'll float belly up, and that they call those